A service for the 11th Sunday after Pentecost, August the 9th, 2026. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We pray. Almighty and most merciful God, preserve us from all harm and danger, that we, being ready in both body and soul, may cheerfully accomplish what you want done. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. An Old Testament reading now from Job 38. The Lord said to Job, "Where were you when I laid the foundation of the earth? Tell me, if you have understanding. Who determined its measurements? Surely you know. Or who stretched the line upon it? Or what were its bases sunk? Or who laid its cornerstone when the morning stars sang together and the sons of God shouted for joy? Or who shut in the sea with doors when it burst out from the womb, when I made clouds its garment and thick darkness its swaddling band, and prescribed limits for it and set bars and doors and said, Thus far shall you come and no farther, and here shall your proud waves be stayed? Have you commanded the morning since your days began, and caused the dawn to know its place, that it might take hold of the skirts of the earth, and the wicked be shaken out of it? It is changed like clay under the seal, and its features stand out like a garment. From the wicked their light is withheld, and their uplifted arm is broken. Have you entered into the springs of the sea, or walked in the recesses of the deep? Have the gates of death been revealed to you, or have you seen the gates of deep darkness? Have you comprehended the expanse of the earth? Declare, if you know this, all." This is our text. A sermon now entitled The Miracle of Life. It is based upon our reading from Job. Grace, mercy, and peace be to you, from God our Father, and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Life is a miracle. Life is a statistical, biological, and cosmic miracle that beats almost impossible odds. From this precise fine-tuning of the universe to the complex biology required for a single breath, existence is deeply extraordinary. Science reveals how mathematically improbable human life truly is. The universe's fundamental constant allows stars, planets, and chemical bonds to exist. The Earth maintains the perfect distance from the sun for liquid water and stable temperatures. Our bodies coordinate trillions of cells, complex DNA structures, and autonomous systems every second. It has been reported that the mathematical probability of your specific genetic combination coming to existence is roughly 1 in 400 trillion. These things I am sharing with you are indisputable. Your life, my life, the life of everyone in the world is miraculous. Whether you believe in God or are an atheist, life is an amazing wonder. But the problem for the atheist, those who deny the existence of God, is that the miracle of life happened apart from a miracle worker. Somehow, in some way, order emerged from chaos all by happenstance. To the atheist, this is how they see it. However, God in His Word lets us know that He is the one who established everything we see, live, and experience in this world. In our Old Testament lesson, God informs Job and his friends just what he accomplished when he created the heavens and the earth. God declares that he laid the foundation of the earth. He determined its measurements and stretched the line upon it. Therefore, he is the one who knows on what its bases were sunk and that he laid its cornerstone. Also, God is the one who shut in the sea with doors when it burst out from the womb. He is the one who made clouds its garment and thick darkness its swaddling band, and prescribed limits for it, and set bars and doors, saying to the seas, Thus far you shall come, and no farther, and here shall your proud waves be stayed. The Lord continues, pointing out to Job and company, that he is the one who commands the morning to appear each day, thereby causing the dawn to know its place. In fact, the Lord is the one who still enters into the springs of the sea and walks on the recesses of the deep. Yes, no other than the Lord is able to comprehend the expanse of the earth. It is true that the creation reveals God to us. Hebrews 3 speaks of how every house is built by someone, but the builder of all things is God. As a house is proof of its builder's existence, so too the creation proves that there is God. Romans 1 states how God's invisible attributes, namely his eternal power and divine nature, have been clearly perceived ever since the creation of the world and the things that have been made. This means that there is no excuse for not believing in God. The miracle of life is all around us. God has made it clear that he is the miracle worker. However, what you and I can also see is that something is not right with the world. Something has gone wrong. Chaos disturbs the order. Genetic defects lead to disabled minds and bodies. The earth overheats in some places, causing fires, and is overwatered in others, causing floods. The earth quakes. Volcanoes erupt. Tornadoes destroy. Various pests cause devastation too, including viruses. Humans, the pinnacle of God's creation, are off also. They envy and kill. They are never satisfied and so wage war to take from others. We simply are not what we should be, and so can expect devastation on the day the Lord returns to judge. We concur with this scripture from Romans 3, which strings together various Old Testament passages. None is righteous, no, not one. No one understands. No one seeks for God. All have turned aside. Together they have become worthless. No one does good, not even one. There is no fear of God before their eyes. Since this is the case, mankind is doomed. As it says in Hebrews 10, it is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. However, today I have some great hope to share with you, my fellow fallen creatures. God, our Creator, still loves us, and he desires to see us and the whole creation restored to its former glory. It is a task that he himself accomplished, sending forth his Son, the one by whom all things were made, that he might make things, all things new again. He is Jesus, true God, who became incarnate, having assumed human flesh. Now, if what I have just said is difficult for you to believe, that the Creator of all things became a human being, realize that it is a statement borne out by facts. The one responsible for the miracle of life showed that he is Jesus by the miracles he performed. Let's just consider at this time only one of his miracles. The miracle worker walked on water through the midst of a storm. This is what was reported to us in today's Gospel from Matthew 14. After the feeding of the 5,000, Jesus sent his disciples away in a boat while he ascended a certain mountain in order to pray. And from there he could see that the boat and its crew were being beaten by waves, for the wind was against them. The fallen world was doing its thing by stirring up chaos. This was when Jesus, true God and man, set out to rescue them. The text states how, in the fourth watch of the night, Jesus came to them walking on the sea. This terrify the disciples, who couldn't believe their eyes. "It's a ghost," they cried out in fear. However, it was not, for Jesus identified himself, saying, "Take heart, it is I. Do not be afraid." Then, when Jesus got into the boat, the wind ceased, and those in the boat worshipped him, saying, "Truly, you are the Son of God." Jesus could not only walk on water, but also still the storm, because he is the creator of the seas and wind. In addition, he is the one who is able to save fallen mankind from the damning consequences of his sins. In love for us, Jesus, true God, the one by whom all things were made, including ourselves, allowed himself to suffer and die on Calvary's cross. He did so that our sins might be remitted and the creation itself liberated. Jesus' shed blood is able to make the foulest sinner clean. Proof of this accomplishment is when Jesus performed his greatest miracle 3 days later. Jesus rose from the grave just as he said. Once, when asked for a sign, he provided the sign of Jonah, saying, "Just as Jonah was 3 days and 3 nights in the belly of the great fish, so will the Son of Man be 3 days and 3 nights in the heart of the earth." As Jonah, being tossed into the sea, caused a storm to cease, Jesus dying and rising again means that the storms of life will cease in him. Therefore, be washed from your sins through baptism and faith. Our epistle today from Romans 10 spoke of how this works, teaching that if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. It explains, "For with the heart one believes and is justified, and with the mouth one confesses and is saved. For the scripture says, everyone who believes in him will not be put to shame. For there is no distinction between Jew and Greek. The same Lord is Lord of all, bestowing his riches on all who call on him. For everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved." Understand that there is the Creator, whom we know as the Father. There is Jesus, whom we know as the Son, and there is the Holy Spirit at work through the gospel, enabling us to believe. Apart from the Spirit, we'd be like Peter when he attempted to walk on water. In his own attempt, his faith in Jesus quickly gave way as he began to focus upon the wind and waves. That's when Jesus reached out and rescued him, asking, "Why did you doubt?" Fallen human beings cannot help but doubt. Therefore, thank God that the Spirit enables us to believe through the Word. This is pointed out for us in our epistle. So, faith comes from hearing, and hearing through the Word of Christ. Life is a miracle. Our salvation won by Christ on the cross is a miracle. Our faith in the Savior is also a miracle. By it we have hope, not only for this life, but for the life which is yet to come, in which all things will be made new again. Praise be to God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, for the miracle of life. Amen. And now may the peace of God that transcends all understanding guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus until life everlasting. Amen. And the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you his peace. Amen.